This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Deacon Zeke Panzica of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
I recently read a story about a man who had kept working in his high-ranking, very public-facing position well into his 70s. Realizing that he was becoming frailer and no longer able to handle the demands of the job, he determined it was time to retire. But retirement made him anxious. It had nothing to do with whether he had enough income to retire or any concerns about his health. Instead, he confided to a close friend that his greatest anxiety was going from being a somebody and enjoying all that went along with his position to being a nobody, a has-been, just another person lost to history. This also saddened him, as he was keenly aware that he should know better. You see, this person wasn't a well-known CEO or a political figure or even a Hollywood star. He was, at the time, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Anglican Church, who reported solely to the monarchy. Besides running what amounted to a very large corporation with thousands of employees, he would also meet regularly with the king, with prime ministers, and foreign dignitaries. He would be invited to many social events, rubbing elbows with the highest of high society. But now all that would go away as he settled into the obscurity of a quiet retirement, and he bemoaned it. Many of his closest friends and contemporaries were surprised by this sentiment. It just seemed out of character with this otherwise prayerful and humble man. Still, many of them could sympathize, as they too had felt the same way. So why was it out of character? Today's second reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians gives us the answer. The church at Corinth, which Paul had founded some years earlier, was becoming quite large. Though the early members of the church were mostly common folk, the church had started to attract more prominent citizens of the city. People of stature who were used to being looked up to by the common folk. While certainly very happy to know of the church's growth, Paul was concerned about this and how it could contribute to growing divisions in the community. He points out that the larger part of the community, and indeed of all Christian communities, were not the wise, not the powerful, not the noble. Rather, they were the weak, the foolish, the lowly, those who count for nothing. Paul was reminding the Corinthians that these were the core of the church community, and by their nature, their mission was to shame the wise and the strong, and to reduce those who think they are something to nothing. Now, this sounds harsh, as if this core community of nobodies should be actively tearing down the somebodies. But this is the wrong way to look at it. What this core community is called to be is a community of believers who have no need of being somebody in the eyes of the world, yet are somebodies in the kingdom. And to demonstrate to the somebodies of this world that that's what truly matters. Paul knew this firsthand. See, this past Wednesday was the feast of his conversion on the road to Damascus. Paul was a notorious somebody. Not only was he a Pharisee, he was known far and wide as an ardent proponent of the Pharisaical way and the most feared persecutor of those who would become known as Christians. This somebody was quite literally struck down and blinded by Jesus, who gave him a new mission to forget about the somebody he was and become a nobody for Christ and the light to the Gentiles. Now the only thing he boasts of is being in Christ Jesus, and he is calling the Corinthians to all become nobodies in this world, and likewise to boast only of also being in Christ Jesus. Jesus also speaks of the importance of these nobodies in the Beatitudes, which we heard in today's gospel. Blessed are the poor, the meek, those who hunger for righteousness, which rarely comes, and when it does, it comes with persecution. He doesn't say, blessed are the Pharisees or the high priests or those who rule over the people. No somebody's mentioned here. These blessings are for those who, for the most part, counted for nothing. The common folk who would be the foundation of the early church and remain so even today. We too are called to become nobodies in this world, boasting only of being in Christ. Though we may not think of ourselves this way, most of us here, if not all of us, would be thought of as somebody in this world. We have roofs over our heads. We are well educated, and for the most part, all of our basic needs are met every day, even though we may struggle to make ends meet. We've worked hard to excel in our chosen occupations, earning the respect of our colleagues and our peers. By the world's standards, we are all somebodies. But this is not what Christians are called to be. We are called to something much deeper, something not valued by this world, but greatly valued in the kingdom. Make no mistake, this is not some condemnation of our way of life or our possessions, nor is it to say that excelling in our occupations is wasted effort. It is not a call to give up all we have, like St. Francis did, but it is a call to think about what is truly important in our lives and the type of somebody that we aspire to be. What kind of person should that be? Consider the lady on the wall over there. If you're not familiar with St. Catherine Drexel's story, take a few minutes one day to Google her. Her father and uncles were wealthy Philadelphia financiers, and this was in the mid-1800s. They were peers of the likes of J.P. Morgan and John D. Rockefeller. So not rich, really rich. After her father passed, Catherine inherited a rather sizable fortune. She could have spent the rest of her life in comfort and luxury. She was most certainly a somebody. But she was also a woman of faith who knew that there was much that could be done with that fortune to help build the kingdom. So she did just that, paying particular attention to the needs of Native and African American children, who most certainly counted for nothing in her day. She happily walked away from being a somebody of this world to being a nobody for Christ. And in doing so, she lifted up so many who counted for nothing in this world, including many people of our ancestral parish of St. Joseph in Mount Holly, as well as Belmont Abbey. We may not be called, as Catherine was, to use all at our disposal for the furtherance of the kingdom. But we are called to consider what we are trying to achieve in life and whether our priority is to be a somebody in this world or to be a nobody who boasts only of Christ and does whatever we can to help build the kingdom. As your week unfolds, take time to consider this question and pray about it. Ask for the grace and the humility to understand how to become less of a somebody and more of a nobody for Christ. Pray for the courage to take those steps, and it does take courage. And if you're having difficulty doing this, try asking St. Catherine to intercede on your behalf. The world desperately needs us nobodies.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.